If you've always wanted to write a book, there's never been a better time to be journaling this life experience. If you've wanted to write a book and you're not journaling and documenting the things that are going on right now, it should be a crime. Hey guys, welcome back to 5-0-100-0.com. I am Fugit. See that laser beam going through my neck and through my hand? And the ghost behind the blinds. You see that? All right, guys. Fugit stands for the fittest underdog guru using intelligent tactics. Today, guys, I want to tell you that if you wanted to write a book, if you've wanted to have an audio journal, a vlog or something, right? You're looking to get started because I do have this playlist of publishing and content creation, right? And I thought about this, and I've been doing this myself, is that you may or may not have thought about this already, but you're going to think about it in hindsight. So I'm trying to be, the messenger for you and to remind you, because you're going to look back at this. If you catch this video in the future and you did not do what I'm about to tell you, you're going to be kicking yourself in the butt, and I'll tell you why. Okay, so everybody knows we're living through very interesting, ever-changing times, okay? A lot of things are happening in the world right now. And, you know, if you look back at the news cycle every day, there's big changes happening, right? There's a lot of uncertainty. There's unprecedented numbers and things changing in the world. And it is a very unique time in history, not only for the United States, but also for the world. And, you know, we look back to books like Viktor Frankl's Man's Search for Meaning, right? When he was a prisoner during the Holocaust, and, you know, future generations have read his work and been like awestruck by the things he saw and experienced. And if you're looking to get into publishing or to leave a legacy and tell your life story, there's never been a more interesting time in our lifetime, at least, than perhaps maybe 9/11 to really document. While it's fresh in your mind and it's raw, you know, in hindsight, things may not have the clearest recollection. And, you know, it's unique. You might think, well, I'm nobody special. And, you know, there's doctors on the front line, or I'm not the president, or I'm not, you know, in politics where their books would be more interesting. Well, you don't know where your story is going to end up and who it's going to reach and speak to. So if you do nothing with it, then it was just simply a daily discipline that's going to maybe something you can pass down to future generations, to your children or their children. This was grandma, grandpa's, you know, experience. You know, they'll see things in the history books and whatnot, but, you know, they won't know your story. And everybody has a story, and it's unique to you, and it's special. So I say, if you're trying to publish, if you're a writer and you're not sure what to write right now, or you're thinking that because a lot of us can't leave our houses, we don't really have anything to report, you know, or to share, you do have a lot to share. You can share how everything in the world has impacted your life personally, your fears, your hopes, you know, the things that when you look back in hindsight, you may not have, like I said, the clearest recollection or really be in tune to those feelings anymore. So I know for myself that I have a very strange memory, and it could be linked to concussions and whatnot from all the athletics, but I choose to document right then and there because I don't trust memory. And, you know, and the only thing stopping you from doing this would be just laziness, because you do have the time to do it. You know, even if you take and do voice to text and just talk for 5 minutes a night into this thing, you know, into your phone, if you like to write, write it. You know, however it's easiest for you to express yourself, do that, whether it's audio, video. You could always, you know, translate it later to a book, you know, like in the world of religion, like, you know, Christian preachers, when they put out a book, it seems like every other day, it's basically them taking their sermons and having them transferred to text and then cleaned up or edited to fit into a book like, you know, format. And that's how they can turn out books like crazy. So if that's how, if you express yourself better with, you know, talking, then do that. And then and then some people don't like to talk. They're great writers. Then write it, document it, journal it. And once, you know, things start to change or wherever this is all going, because we don't even know how interesting your book will be, you know, your story, your documentation of what's going on in the world right now. I highly encourage you to get this stuff down. If you do nothing with it, which I believe you will, it'll be a very interesting documentation of what you lived through, that, you know, time goes by for all of us. And before you know it, you know, we're going to be cashing in our chips and, you know, joining the land of the dead, wherever that takes us. So just wanted to, you know, inspire you guys, encourage you, and motivate you to do that, because I think it'll be well worth it. And you can always send me a thank you card, or more preferred, a royalty check for inspiring you. Or maybe mention me in your book. I would love to know about it and share it. I want to see some super work come out of this, like some extremely creative, encouraging, thought-provoking literature, right? I think it's called literature. I've published a bunch of books and I don't even know. It's because I have Google. My mother can help me. All right, guys, like, share, subscribe. Get to writing. Get to recording. Don't let this pass you by. You've got something to say. Just try it, okay? 5 minutes. Let the creative juices flow and be raw. You can always edit it later. You can always delete it later if you think it came out dumb. It won't. Be you. Take care. Bye. Do it. I'm watching you.